wanted to start tonight by asking you guys a few questions, and I want you to answer them truthfully. And so I had a few questions for you. I want to know how many of you guys, and you can answer by raising your hand, how many of you guys can sing? All right, so about like half of you. All right, put your hands down. How many of you guys can paint? How many of you guys can paint? All right, so not as many of you that can sing. All right, how many of you guys can play sports? All right, how many of you guys can write poetry? All right. Okay, last question. How many of you guys can dance? All right, hey, you can put your hands down. Okay, so I ask you those questions because there was a guy that was doing, he was doing like this like case study, and he asked a group of adults from 18 to like 80, and he put like 40 adults all in a room and asked them the very same questions. And much like you guys, like the first question, maybe like half the room raised their hand that they could sing. And then like a quarter of the room like raised their hand that they could paint. A little less that they could write poetry. Like half the room that they could dance. What's interesting is the same guy went into a kindergarten classroom and asked a group of kindergartners the same questions. And for every question, pretty much every single student raise their hand. Can you sing? Oh, yeah, I can sing. I was singing in the car on the way here with my parents. Can you paint? Oh, yeah, you want to see my finger painting that I did earlier? Can you dance? You want to see me shake it? Yeah. Like, every single kid was like, of course, I can write a poem. Do you want to see? Like, my name's Lauren. L is for, like, Lady Lauren. A is for awesome. Like, you know, and so he asked these group of kindergartners. And the whole point of this study was, for some reason, from the time that we are little kids, and as we continue to grow up, we start to all of a sudden let what the world says is valuable. You know, why didn't you raise your hand when I asked you if you could sing? And for many of you, you probably are like, I just don't sing very well. Who says that you don't sing very well? You know, according to who says you don't paint good? Who says your poetry isn't William Shakespeare material? You know? And we find value in things according to what the world says is good. And so tonight I want us to focus on, tonight we're going to talk about how we can love God and love others. But in order to do that, we need to start to realize that our value comes from God and not from others. So I'm going to pray for us, and then we're going to kind of talk more about what that looks like. So if you guys would pray with me. God, I just thank you so much for bringing us here tonight, here at Little Rocks, Lord. I pray that you be with us as we talk about how we should find our value with you. And that is a difficult thing to do, especially living in this world in which we are striving so badly to be valued, but we're trying to find our value in things that are not of you, Lord. So I pray that you be with us. I pray that the students hear your words tonight. Thank you for being here. In your name I pray. Amen. Yes. So many of you have noticed tonight, I am in a tutu. This morning, I was sitting with a friend. This morning I was sitting with a friend and I was talking about tonight. And I was like, you know what would be really funny? And I would have to find one. I was like, as if I wore a tutu, like I was 5 years old, because when I was 5, I was obsessed. And even though, like, the movie scared me, and I don't know why I was still obsessed with this character, I was obsessed with Dorothy from The Wizard of Oz, but I also wanted to be a ballerina. So I was 5 years old, I played tennis, and I went to ballet classes, but I was not Lauren. I made my parents call me Dorothy. My dog was named Toto. I couldn't find ruby red slippers, so I'm wearing my boots because they kind of have, like, heels that could click. But I wore a tutu around. And as a 5-year-old, I don't know if many of you have ever, like, it was funny because we were talking about this, and I was like, you know, a lot of times you'll see, like, little kids, like, walking down the street and a boy wearing, like, a Spider-Man costume or a Batman cape, and you're just like, it's not Halloween, but that is awesome. But if you were, saw, like, a 20-year-old walking around with a Spider-Man, like, mask on, you'd think he was out of his mind. Well, I kid you not, as I was talking about that it'd be really funny if I wore a tutu, I was, like, sitting in, like, this pizza restaurant on Park Avenue, and this little girl walks by wearing a tutu, and I took the most stalker picture of her because I was like, that is exactly what I'm talking about. So I literally ran out of the pizza place and was like, click, please do not arrest me. It's for youth group. But yeah, so this little girl, it was funny because I kind of, after taking this super creepy stalker picture, what was funny was I kind of just watched this family for a little bit as I sat off of Park Avenue. And what was interesting was as I watched this little girl, I started thinking about, like, I wonder this morning when this little girl decided to put on her tutu, what her parents and grandparents said. She probably came out, did a little twirl, and her parents were like, "Oh, Chelsea, you're beautiful. We love you. That was a great twirl." And she was like, "And thank you." And then they came down to Park Avenue. You know, like, this little girl, because her parents loved her, she felt valued. She knew that she was in a safe place and went out into the world. And she did not think about, oh, I wonder what other people would think of me. I wonder if there will be some weird 20-year-old that's going to take a picture of me on Park Avenue. But she thought, you know, like, I am valued because I am loved by my parents. And so I want you to think the same thing. Do you feel valued being a son and daughter of Christ? We are called sons and daughters of God, the God that created the mountains and the beaches, that created the sun and the moon and the stars, that created you and me. He values us more than anything. You know, what's interesting is when we start to understand more and more how much God loves us and how much we are valued by God, then it becomes easier to love God and to love others. You know, St. Augustine said that we imitate those who we adore. That we imitate those whom we adore. Who are you placing your value in? You know, as middle schoolers, it was funny because I was talking to one of my friends and we kind of fill into, like, two different categories, me and one of my best friends. And as I was kind of talking with her about this, she was telling me that in the sixth grade, when she was in the sixth grade, she decided that she was going to dress like a skater. And I was like, I don't even know what that means. She was like, well, all the skaters at my school were really cool, and I wanted to be cool, so I decided to dress like a skater. I was like, did you skateboard? She's like, no, I've never been on a skateboard in my life. She's like, but I decided to dress like a skater. And so I was just more so curious. I was like, what did that even look like? And she was like, well, I got, like, the airwalks. And then, like, well, at the time, I feel like now skaters wear skinny jeans. But at the time, it was, like, baggy jeans and then, like, a V-neck plain shirt. And then would, like, have, like, a helmet with, like, all sorts of stickers on it. She would, like, walk around school like that because she imitated the people whom she thought she could find value from. And you know, a lot of times we imitate people who we think are cool. And we imitate people and we change our self-image to look and act a certain way because we want to find value from different people. And you know, in some circumstances, You know, a lot of times it's great to have people that you imitate and that you idolize. Like, when I was in middle school, my idol was Steffi Graf, who probably none of you know who that is, but it's an amazing tennis player who I, like, idolize. But where what becomes an issue is when the person that you are idolizing and the person that you're imitating becomes your identity. Because we are called, in Ephesians, we are told that we should be imitators of God. It says in the Bible that we should be imitators of Christ. And so you can't start to imitate and have your identity be something else, to find your value in something else, and love God at the same time. And so you have some middle school students, and some of you might fall into that category, where you are trying so hard to be somebody that you're not because you think you will find value in that. Or you're a middle school student like I was a middle school student. Now, I was a middle school student who didn't care what people thought about me. Like, I just walked through life doing my own thing, and you liked me or you didn't like me. I didn't care. But in a way, you know, sometimes that's good, but what's so bad about that and what I'm still learning to this day is that I was a person that didn't care about people. I didn't love the people that are around me. So as a middle school student, that didn't care what other people thought, but I put people down, and I made them not feel valued. That is equally as bad. But what started to change in me, and when I started to realize that I was not valuing people the way God does, that the more I started to understand how God loved me and valued me, and the more I started to understand how to imitate Jesus, then I started to grow a heart to love other people, to have compassion on the people around me, and to point them towards Christ. I didn't care what people thought about me, but then I began to care about other people. And so, you know, it's something that it's hard to do, to realize that you are valued by God and to be secure in that and okay with that. This is something that is a lifelong journey. It's an everyday process. And what's hard is that you might leave here tonight being like, yeah, I'm going to imitate Christ and I'm going to find my self-worth, my value from God. But what's difficult is we go out into the world, and the world tells us all these things that are false. The world's telling us this is what's cool, this is what's beautiful, this is what you do to get value. And it's this fake, like, facade that's put out there. It's this fake, like, stage presentation that's there for you to buy in. And what we hope is that you guys, as your small groups, that you guys come together and that you realize together that you can support each other and remind one another that your value comes from God, not from what the world says is beautiful. What was what's interesting is was this TV ad that put itself out there and was like, hey, the world says this, but we're going to show you really what's behind the scenes. So watch this video and then we'll close. Psalms 193. For you were created in my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, God, because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. You are sons and daughters of the Creator of the universe, and you are valued and loved more than anything. And when you decide that you're going to follow God, when you decide that you're going to try to imitate Christ and get your self-worth from him, it's amazing how your life can begin to change and how you can end up, like, you imitating the Lord and you loving God and loving others. I guarantee you will not only change you from the inside out, but will begin to change the people around you. So I'm going to pray, and then you guys can continue to talk about that in your small groups. God, I just thank you so much for creating every single one of these middle school students, Lord. And I thank you so much for the amazing gifts that every single one of these students has, Lord. I pray that they begin to understand how much you love them and that you value them more than anything that you've created, Lord. I pray that they begin to praise you and believe that they are fearfully and wonderfully made. Be with them in their small groups time, and just keep them safe this week until we return to go on the overnighter next weekend. In your name we pray all this. Amen.